94.9 Mix FM. Hi, we are the New Morning Show. We are Rob and Joss in the morning.
An hour of commercial-free mix music for you at 8:30 this morning and every weekday morning.
Yes.
Halloween was like what? Two and a half weeks ago, something like that?
It was about three bags of candy ago.
Yeah, it certainly was, wasn't it? And we ran into a mom and her little boy the other day, and the little boy is dressed up like Bluey.
Here's a secret. I always wonder what Bluey was about.
Right.
You and I turned it on.
Yeah.
It's Australian.
Yeah, it's an Australian dog kid show.
It is really cute. It's mesmerizing.
It is adorable.
It's sweet.
It will, like, touch your soul. It's the cutest thing. So we see the little kid in the Bluey outfit, and his mom goes, yes, he's insisted on wearing this costume since Halloween. Wherever we go, he's insisting on it, and there's no use battling him. Just let him wear it.
Does he try to do the accent, too?
Right. We should have asked him to give it a try. So what does your kids go through these phases where they insist on doing certain things, and heck, adults do too.
You're not going to like this, but my youngest son, when he was growing up, he insisted on watching the entire series of Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Did he?
Whenever I go by his room, Pee-wee was on.
The reason Rob said you won't like this is because I never liked Pee-wee Herman growing up.
I know.
Thought he was like just nails on a chalkboard to me because I was too busy insisting that my parents play the Beach Boys' Endless Summer record album on the record player all day, every day. It's the only music I would let them listen to. Rob hates the Beach Boys.
I can't stand them.
Jeez,
the voice is so high they're going to break glass and dogs are going to run all over the place.
What does your kid insist on, or maybe you insisted on something when you were a kid? 520-775-0949.
It's so funny. My daughter insists on playing in the dog bowls. Like, it's like, no matter what I do, she's always putting her hands in the water dog bowl. I'm like, no, babe, don't do that, don't do that. And she's just like, that's all she wants. I'm really thinking about getting her a dog bowl for Christmas.
You know, here's something I've never told you before. When I was a tiny little girl, speaking of playing with bowls, I used to open up the cupboard in my mother's house and take all of her bowls out of the cupboard and sit in them and spin around in them on the kitchen floor.
Well, you must have been tiny.
And wear them on my head? Yeah, I was a little tiny girl.
Yeah, you need like 50 bowls now.
Hey!
Only married people can get away with this.
That's right. We're married, by the way.
94.9 Mix FM. We are Rob and Joss, the New Morning Show.
An hour of commercial-free mix music at 8:30 in the morning and then again at 1:30 in the afternoon.
So what does your child insist on, or what did you insist on when you were a kid?
Yeah, kids go through these phases where they insist on something be done a certain way. I insisted on always eating on my Sesame Street dinner plate when I was a child.
Well, that explains this last weekend.
This dinnerware.
520-775-0949.
Well, when I was a kid, I insisted that my Cabbage Patch kid eat dinner with us at the table, and we had to give her a serving of food, and my mom either had to give my baby extra food or make a little extra food. And her name was Christy Bethany.
Of course.
And she was born September 1st, by the way. And she had a pacifier in her mouth, too. So, you know, I had to take the pacifier out for each feeding.
Oh, that sounds so...
You know what? As a father, I would let my daughter get away with that.
Yeah.
But if my sons brought G.I. Joe or Stretch Armstrong to the table, it wouldn't be happening.
You'd send him away.
Yep.
Get rid of Stretch at the table. You know what? I can see myself doing this as a child. I'm surprised that I didn't.
As a child? I'm surprised you haven't done it now.
No kidding. I still have some of my Cabbage Patch kids. We should make a little dinner party for them Saturday night.
Oh, anything for socials.
My son, whenever he's crying, he needs for me to be uncomfortable when I hold him. Like, I can't hold him when I'm sitting down, because that'll make him cry even harder.
Oh, geez.
But if I stand up and hold him, then he's fine with that. So he insists on me standing when I hold him.
And he is 17 now, so that creates kind of a problem.
I was about to make a very similar joke.